Track 5, The Click Chick. On the last track, we discussed the 5 steps in the compromise on conformity techniques for parents of excluded adolescents. These 5 steps are paying attention to the adolescent style, undergarments, facial or body hair, hygiene, and compromising on media. On this track, we will discuss helping clients understand 4 aspects of the click chick. These 4 aspects are what makes the click chick tick, the click squeeze, rapid responses, and the bottom line. My client, Tanya, age 15, stated, "I couldn't believe it. Recently I started getting invited to parties at Becca's house. Becca is the top of everything at school. She's the perfect click chick. I felt so excited. I was finally in with those girls. They helped me pick out a whole new style, new music. But then I started noticing that at these parties, all those girls drink and smoke. I never wanted to get into that. Then at the last party, I found myself picking up a beer just because Becca was. The only thing that stopped me drinking the beer was Becca's parents showing up." Sound familiar? How often have you treated a client who found him or herself falling into imitating a click chick, even to the point of going against his or her own personal values? Since Tanya used the phrase click chick to describe Becca, I adopted this phrase when working with Tanya. I have found that a first aspect of helping clients like Tanya understand click chicks is discussing what makes the click chick tick. As you know, most clients can easily identify a click chick as a popular girl who never goes anywhere without her entourage and seems more concerned with boys and makeup than academics. Click chicks are usually the center of many girls' attention. This social status can often seem very appealing. I explain to clients like Tanya that an alternate way to understand click chicks is to recognize that in many cases, these click chicks are girls who cannot yet stand on their own 2 feet. I explain to Tanya, many times, click chicks feel unloved at home. Their parents may be busy all of the time, or their families may not be warm when it comes to love. This means that many click chicks have to get their sense of importance and affection from their peers in the click. I also explained to my clients that whatever a click chick's age, she has picked up adult characteristics prematurely. Often, a click chick is 15 going on 25. The result, as you know, is that a click chick is a pseudo-grown-up on one hand, but very immature on the other, with a childlike value system. In order to make up what they feel they are missing, some click chicks even turn their own mothers, sisters, or other relatives into part of their entourage. A second aspect of helping clients understand click chicks is the click squeeze. As Tanya experienced, the click squeeze may seem harmless at first. For example, how Becca's friends encouraged Tanya to adopt a certain style. However, as you know, this squeeze may rapidly expand to dictating who girls can and cannot date, mandating being cruel to other girls, or mandating risky behaviors such as drinking and drug use. I ask clients like Tanya to take a moment to consider what may seem like benign peer pressure in cliques. What are peers really asking her or him to do? For girls, or boys, feeling the clique squeeze from a clique chick, I recommend they focus on themselves, talents, and potentials. I stated to Tanya, rather than spend a lot of energy on trying to please the alphas and betas in the clique, focus on being the strong gamma you are and what enhances who you are. In addition to what makes a click chick tick and the click squeeze, a third aspect of understanding the click chick is gaining rapid response skills. A first rapid response skill is for students to give click chicks the cold shoulder and concentrate on developing their own unique style. A second rapid response skill involves having the student remind him or herself about the literal meaning of the word popular when she or he feels the click squeeze. I remind my clients that the literal meaning of the word popular is ordinary. Does your client want to spend all of his or her time worrying what others want him or her to do, just to be ordinary? Finally, a third rapid response skill is to share techniques for dealing with click chicks and the click squeeze with other girls. I suggested to Tanya that she start sharing techniques for resisting click chicks with her younger sister, Danielle. I stated to Tanya, by teaching others how to be strong in the face of peer pressure, you are allowing your own strength to grow. Tanya stated, I understand what you're saying, but does this mean I shouldn't dress like the other girls? What if I really like their style? I answered, No, not at all. Fashion can be fun, and it can be important. There's no reason why you shouldn't get a pair of the new hot jeans. What is important is to use common sense and make your own decisions. I suggested Tanya try the three-step fad check technique to make sure her decisions were based on what she wanted. The three steps in the fad check technique are as follows. Number one, fads are fun if they aren't overdone. If a fad is within your budget, looks great on you, and has your parents okay, there is no reason not to go for it. Number two, don't follow fads blindly. Pick and choose what to try or buy carefully. Does it make a statement about who you are or who you want to be? One of the greatest things about fashion is individuality. Don't lose your individuality trying to keep up with the click chick. Use fashion choices to express something that is unique about you. Number three, give yourself a reality check next time you go crazy because you just have to have that new dress and nothing else will do. No matter what fad you're following, don't forget to be giving to others. If you find yourself caught up in who's shopping where, take a look through your closet. What about those clothes you don't wear anymore? If they're just taking up room in your closet, why not donate them to a clothing drive or your local Goodwill? Doing good deeds for others can be fun too, and can help get your mind off the click chick's latest jeans. A fourth aspect of understanding the click chick is the bottom line. I stated to Tanya, if you find yourself feeling like you have to get caught up in the latest fads like the click chicks, remind yourself that fads fade. You are in charge. If the newest fad doesn't suit who you are, you can let it pass by. Something will come up and replace it soon. I also encouraged Tanya to ask herself each time she became involved with the click chick, to ask herself, what makes this click tick? If the click squeeze is all about friendship or a worthy cause, it might be worth joining in. But if the click squeeze is all for show, you might encourage your client to step back and think about what he or she truly wants. Think of your Tanya. Would understanding how the click chicks operate help him or her make better decisions regarding his or her peers? Would providing him or her with the fad check technique be helpful to him or her? On this track, we have discussed helping clients understand four aspects of the click chick. These four aspects are what makes the click chick tick, the click squeeze, rapid responses, and the bottom line. On the next track, we will discuss three factors regarding the impact of a manipulation on a client with a click structure. These three factors are the emotional toll of manipulation, diminished self-reliance and self-esteem, and entrapment and victimization. At the end of the track, I will explain the Take 5 technique. Question 5. What are the four aspects of the click chick?